Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Just over a year ago, the state announced that they plan to build the new prison within Salt Lake City boundaries. At first, the city was frustrated, but now they're taking advantage of the build and using the road and plumbing connections from the state to develop the land between the new prison site and the International Center. We have Mike Reberg, the City Director of Community and Economic Development, on the line with us. Mike, I understand piggybacking off the state development will save the city a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's it's a partnership. So the state is putting in a lot of infrastructure to make the connection to the prison, and we are going to add additional resources so we can add capacity to those lines, that infrastructure, so we can anticipate and be prepared for the development that we think is going to occur on the heels of that.
What are you going to develop, or what will develop there? Maybe what? An NFL stadium, maybe? Just kidding.
Well, probably not an NFL stadium. But what we've done is we've master planned the area for M1, which is light manufacturing. So we envision an area out there with industrial parks, with light manufacturing, that we hope will be cutting-edged, eco-friendly businesses, the stuff that Salt Lake City can be proud of, that will bring good jobs to the city and this region. And a perfect example is the UPS facility that is being built now in the general area, that's bringing 1,500 new jobs to the area. That's the kind of business and development that we think is going to occur out there in the coming years.
Coming years defined, 2020, 2022, when?
Well, I think the infrastructure, the process to get things built, the infrastructure in place, is going to take a couple of years. And so we think that starting in a couple of years, you might see some things happening before then, but really things will take off in the next 18 months to 2 years before things will really kick in.
Okay.
The infrastructure is going to be in place within the next couple of years.
Maybe some new construction jobs will be coming down the pike, right?
You're going to get that as well, because there'll be a lot of infrastructure work that needs to be done. Plus, they got to build a big facility at the end of the out there for the prison. And so, yeah, there'll be some construction jobs and road construction jobs and that kind of work. And then a lot of sewer pipe and waterline pipe, all that stuff needs to be built and laid in place for this new prison construction.
Mike Reberg, the City Director of Community and Economic Development, on the line with us. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth. Thanks for joining us. KSL